On Friday, March 14th, Queer Humboldt, the Dalek Youth Program, and the Northern California Indian Development Council hosted the Two-Spirit Awareness and Celebration Extravaganza at the Carson Building in Old Town Eureka. The event intended to celebrate and raise awareness about our Two-Spirit community members and hosted keynote speakers Harlan Pruden, who is First Nation Cree and Two-Spirit, Ryan Stillwagon of European descent, and 2024's Miss International Two-Spirit Ayoka Youngdeer of the Cherokee Nation. March 20th is observed as Two-Spirit Appreciation Day. Last year, Humboldt County was the first government entity to recognize this day, quickly followed by the cities of Eureka and Arcata, and since has spread to cities nationwide. The keynote speakers recognized the hard work of Indigenous communities locally, which have pushed this movement forward. Speaker Harlan Pruden began by defining the concept of Two-Spirit, which is often misunderstood in non-Indigenous spaces. They first defined Two-Spirit as a community organizing tool, not an identity, which makes it different from identities under the LGBTQIA+ umbrella, and only really makes sense when contextualized with Indigenous framework and community. Unfortunately, the acoustics in the room did not translate well on my recordings, so I will be speaking over their voices to ensure their messages are heard clear by KMUD listeners. This is Harlan Pruden.
So the first concept is that Two-Spirit is a community organizing tool or strategy and not an identity.
Implicit with identity is endpoint, where for Two Spirits, it is a way to identify those individuals who are Indigenous to Turtle Island and are gender or sexually diverse. But then it becomes a nation-specific kind of conversation. Two-Spirit is going to mean something different depending on what nation you are, your role, and how you show up in the world, about your gender and your gender identity and gender expression. Also, within a pre-contact setting, in a traditional setting, it is a gender analysis. And what your gender is a socially defined role within our societies. So there are some nations that only had two genders. There's very, very few. And those that said there were two, we have found later, through 30 years of people's work, it's like, no, they have more genders. So that's also the impact of colonization. But there's this hiding as well, as this erasure of us as Two-Spirit people. Again, the Mohawk folks, when I was living in New York, and the people would swear that they did not have a Two-Spirit tradition within the Mohawk community. But they do. They've also experienced hundreds more years of colonization than we over here in the West Coast. It was a gender analysis, so some nations only had two, some nations had three, while other nations had four. Some nations had 12 different genders. And we were working out non-binary before the concept of non-binary. When you have a society or a nation that has 12 different genders, how do we work that out? We'll talk a little bit about that. However, the work of Two-Spirit organizations, community leaders, elders, you all in this room showing up tonight, is more akin to this traditional understanding of who we were within a pre-contact setting, and what is the application and the relevancy of those teachings and knowledge for today's people. Harlan Pruden went on to highlight the importance of language and how it has changed since colonization. Pre-contact, each tribe had different terms to describe Two-Spirit people in their unique languages. From 1492 until 1989, colonizers used the derogatory term Berdash to describe any Indigenous person that didn't fit into the European gender binary. In 1990, the term Two-Spirit was coined. So in 1990 is when Myra Larry had a dream, and she then shared this dream around Two-Spirit. And at this gathering, it was an international gathering, there were so many nations. There were people from the Cree Nation, from the Diné Nation. They all came together and they were like, how do we organize? And so the community landed on the term within this pan-Indian perspective of community organizing around Two-Spirit. They wanted a term that reflected around the combination of both masculinity and femininity, which attributed to males in feminine roles and gender, and females in masculine roles. And there you also get this pivot, away from sexual orientation. And it was a pivot to your role within society by each gender. So that was built into it. But what was incredibly more important, and I think it also speaks to what we are doing today, it was this powerful political statement, because it was sovereignty of land and sovereignty of body. The community said, hey, you French missionaries, hey, you members who are studying us and calling us Berdash, what gives you that right, the name and power to name for us, to self-constitute, of like, no, 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 you have no right to name us. We choose Two-Spirit. Pruden later said, quote, where there is a word, there are people. In the local Wiat language, the term Gomel, spelled G-O-U-apostrophe-M-E-L, means both together, and is used to express Two-Spirit people within the Wiat community. You can find more information on Wiat traditions around Two-Spirit people on their website, wiat.us. Pruden went on to describe the many roles that Two-Spirit people could take on in community. While they emphasize that this differs widely between tribes, some roles for Two-Spirit people included doctors or medicine people, joining war parties, peacemakers, holy people, social workers, matchmakers, and mediators. Pruden explained how this mediator role looked in their own Cree culture.
And so we could float back and forth.
And mediate on a cultural level of bringing balance and harmony amongst two camps. Just as Andy was saying, it's that between space that we effortlessly held, that space in between and connectors as mediators. So beautiful. If I were Sue, there wouldn't be a social expectation that I would be a mediator, but there would be a social expectation that I'd be the officiant of a naming ceremony. My good friend Del First has resurrected this ceremony. Many of the traditional Sioux folks, when they are blessed with a child, they will leave the hospital and go sit with Del. Del will meet the child and then send them home. The family prepares for ceremony, and when Del has done what Del was asked to do, the family will be called back and the names are given to the child. So the takeaway from this is that Two-Spirit is going to mean something different if you're Cree, Sioux, Dene, Navajo, Ojibwe, because your rules are going to be different. And that's why there's no one unifying thing of all Two-Spirit people did this, except for that we effortlessly held that space between space as the connectors. And then, you know, for us Crees, is that we also were the connectors between the seen world and the unseen world. And so we were also the connectors between the spiritual religions. Some of us, right? And so again, what I'm taking away is that there's no one way of being Two-Spirit. But for a Cree perspective, there is one way of being Two-Spirit. That's the identity. That's the work. And that's where the cultural revitalization happens. Unfortunately, keynote speaker Miss International Two-Spirit Ayoka Youngdeer was unable to complete their travels to the event, but instead they recorded a message for us. Here is a snippet from that recording.
After many years of struggling, after many years of being ostracized by most, not all, of our traditional communities, things are changing for me. When I was able to go and participate in this pageant, and I was able to bring back this crown to my reservation, to our people, one of the first things I did was take it and present it to our chief. And he was fully supportive. Something I never in a million years felt would come to pass. And here we are. I know a lot of what's going on in the world may be disheartening and it's scary. The way we'll get through this is together. Remaining true to yourself, remaining true to your work, sticking together. these are the things that are going to get us through the trying times. There were many times I wanted to give up because it was so hard, just to exist in this world. And I'm so glad I did it. I'm so glad that I'm still here, because ever since I won, I've had many people in the community, people who remain in the shadows because they don't want to be othered. They don't want to be treated ugly. They stay in their community, their small communities here on the reservation, and they don't come out. They want to come out now. They want to be seen, and it's all thanks to the faith that those judges had in me at that pageant. There are many of us, you know, when they contacted me, a lot of them have been contacting me lately, and they talked to me about how lonely they've been, and how seeing me and seeing how the tribe has celebrated me since coming home with the title, it's really made a difference in their lives. And that's the work I hope to continue on, and the work that I know many of you are working on as well. And please, no matter how hard it gets, no matter how terrifying it might seem, the work we're doing is worth it. It's worth all the negativity. It's worth all, because those good things that are happening are going to far outshine it. So I just wanted to say I appreciate all of you. Please continue the good work. And I I'm glad that you have Harlan there, and he's going to be speaking with you. We go way back. And I wanted to thank you for your time. Si wunda itayame etisim, si wunda jistane wudon.
Prudence says this work, the work to uplift, celebrate, and advocate for the Two-Spirit community, is deep decolonizing work, that which centers one's indigeneity and calls Two-Spirit people home, and is thereby a mending of the sacred hoop. Anyone interested in learning more and supporting our community's Two-Spirit members are encouraged to get involved with the North Coast Two-Spirit program, which is a program of Queer Humboldt. You can find info on this program at queerhumboldt.org or by emailing nc2sp@queerhumboldt.org. For KMUD News, this is Naralee Devaney.